It's Tuesday, 26th of October, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are Rhodes.
Hello.
Winx.
Hello.
And two newcomers, Gorzagors.
Hello.
And Payslips.
Yo, hello.
Welcome. We figured, well, after... You listened to last week's episode. You know why we brought more people in. We got some news to talk about, so we won't dwell on the debacle that was last week's episode for too long.
Hey, last week's episode was good. What are you talking about? With no one has ever got more efficiently through the news than me and Winx. It was a case of I read the title, and Winx went, huh. And then we moved on to the next one.
The main topic was like 40 minutes long.
Yeah, it was a good chat though, wasn't it? I can't remember what the main topic was.
Length of video games.
Well, there you go.
What was a good length for a podcast segment?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. It was apt.
Okay, well, we'll move on to what we always do at the start of the episode. What's everyone been playing? Rhodes, take us away.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Ace. You know, Football Manager came out last week. So let's not bore everyone with what I've been playing, because it's that. I've done four seasons. I've got 56 hours in it already. My girlfriend's left me. My mum won't speak to me. And so I'm going to get Forest to the Premier League. So here we are.
Well worth it.
Swings and roundabouts.
But that's literally all I've been playing. You know me, I'm a nerd, so I can't help it.
That's good. You know, it really speeds this section up if everyone only talks about one game. Winx, what about yourself?
Oh, I haven't played a game in a whole week except for today. And Adam got to see what I played. It was Balan Wonderworld. I finally played it. I hooked up my PS4 to my computer, got it to run. It barely runs. Oh my god, it chugs along. It's not just an absolute marvel to behold. It's just awful. For some reason, every costume just has one ability. So, like, if you wanted to jump, well, you got to get a jumpsuit. Wait, it's just so bizarre. And also, like, I thought it was just like the face buttons, which all act as one button. So X, square, triangle, circle, all of them, they are the action button. You just press it, it does pick up things, jump, whatever. Didn't realize the triggers were also that too. So if you have your controller like leaning on your legs or anything, you might just accidentally just trigger a jump or a spin and just fall off the edge. Oh, and just speaking of which, the controls are awful. It's like every stage is an ice level. You're slipping everywhere, and it's a platformer, and the camera hates you, and I love it.
But what I take from that is that it's very good for accessibility, because the controls are simple. You just have the stick and just any button you want.
No, because the problem with it is it's so shit that it will offend anyone who plays it. So it's not accessible at all.
Yes. We saw a lot of... We read a lot into it. Like, I'm not going to discuss in the podcast because it might not be too... polite.
Oh, no, but... You have to tell them about the bit where the world just zooms in and out, like whatever the fuck that was.
It breathes.
Oh, right. It breathes.
Like, it's like a concave version of, you know, in Super Mario Galaxy where you can just walk on orbs or worlds and it's just you go around it. It's like a sphere. It's like the opposite where the whole world is concave. So when you walk, it kind of walks underneath your feet as well. And it was just a very weird feeling. Very weird, and also just you can make it look like it breathes. And oh, we didn't even get to the subtext of like just oh, like there was like a room. Oh, no, I can't. There's like a farmer, the massive farmer. We're not gonna talk more about a massive farmer. All right, next one.
Okay, Gauze, what about yourself? What have you played?
I actually had to check the spreadsheet to remind myself. I think I mostly played Genshin Impact, just catching up on the quests, because they keep updating the game, and I'm always behind on that. and Back for Blood when I'm fortunate enough to get invited.
I think they're actually playing Back for Blood in the Game Grin Discord server right now while we're recording this.
Well, too bad.
You can multitask.
All right. Oh. No, I can't do it.
Can't be in two Discord channels at once. Do you have all the characters in Genshin yet? Or?
No, that's not really... I don't care much about getting characters.
You have the ones you like.
Yeah, and... I guess I'm just focusing on other aspects of the game. That's what I'm interested in, not really having more characters.
Fair enough. You're playing gacha games the wrong way, but your way.
Yeah, I guess. I'm stingy with my money.
Oh, me too. I'm a Yorkshireman. We're stingy. Payslips, what about yourself?
Oh, I've been playing this marvelous game called The Riftbreaker. It's just really cool. It's kind of like a tower defense RPG kind of base building thing. It's pretty good. I've also tried to get myself to get back into Skyrim again, like part of my yearly routine. But I'm currently going through that whole process of downloading about 500 mods, and then, you know, I'll launch it once, it'll crash the desktop, and then I'll abandon it for another year. So here's hoping it works.
I uninstalled Skyrim a few weeks ago because every time I go to play it, I think I'll check if the mods that I've installed need any updates, because I use the in-game mod manager and it updates, and then it's like, can't be bothered now.
Yeah, I think just downloading mods in itself is a game. Really, I just have fun downloading mods, so I don't even need to play the game. I just enjoy acquiring my many mods.
You're playing the wrong games as gacha games, but you're playing them correctly.
I'm metagaming the Skyrim mod world.
Okay, and myself, mainly Scarlet Nexus. Put a lot of hours into that this weekend. I thought I was in the final section, because it's like chapter 2. It's called chapter 10, and it's called like the finale or something like that. And then I got to the end, and it's like, oh, there's another chapter. What? And there's another. Okay, I'm on chapter 12 now, and it's hard to describe. I'm enjoying it. But whereas most games, I'll seek out side quests and stuff and do those. This I'm just concentrating on the main quest, because you have to go to other places to find people to speak to find the side quests, and then you have to go to this place to kill this specific monster or type of monster with maybe this ability, or it's just complicated. I'm not interested in that. I'm like 17 hours into the game now.
Wow.
But yeah, I'd recommend it. It's on Game Pass, so it's accessible to more people than having to pay full price, like people did before it was on Game Pass, I suppose. It's certainly better than the anime was.
Yeah, I was about to ask, is it better than the anime? But it's not a difficult accomplishment, is it?
I can see where the plots diverge and changes were made to adapt it, but I cannot see how they're getting two seasons out of this game, honestly. But something that is getting a sequel, and you can believe it, Destroy All Humans 2. It's a remake of the original Destroy All Humans 2, which was a sequel to Destroy All Humans. Look, this is all just... The new story is that it's been announced Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed is going to be skipping last-gen consoles, which means it will not be appearing on PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. It's going straight to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS and PC. The decision was made to drop the previous generation because they wanted to make the game bigger and have a more polished combat experience. And they felt that it just wasn't doing it justice, limiting it to previous gen consoles. This is actually the first game that's multi-platform and only going to current gen consoles instead of all the consoles, which is why I thought it was newsworthy.
Surely the existence of Destroy All Humans 2 is a spoiler for Destroy All Humans 1, because you didn't destroy all humans in the first one, so you'd be having to, you know, continue.
Well, if you're going to go there, then Final Fantasy.
Could be time travel, you know, destroy. You can like, oh, I had so much fun destroying the humans the first time, let's pwn them again. It's I said pwn, didn't I? Oh. Well, that's what aliens would say.
People are using the term back when it came out originally, so it's appropriate. Yeah.
That's exactly it. No, I think it's interesting. I mean, it's like the catalyst, it's like the flag. Like finally it's like time to actually focus on the next generation. Bad for me as someone who only has like last gen consoles. Well, I do have a PC, but it's neither here nor there. But it's good news, I guess, for like finally maybe some focus towards the current gen. It's like we're here.
Yeah, we technically don't know what is capable for multi-platform games on current hardware because they've had to be limited by previous gen hardware.
Cyberpunk.
I mean, there's been games that have upgrades, but that's generally just graphical and it's not bigger worlds or I mean, load times are supposed to be faster. I shudder to think how slow Scarlet Nexus loads on previous generation consoles.
Why is it slow on Xbox?
It's pretty slow. It's certainly not as fast as I'd expect on a Series X.
Interesting. I've not tried it on Series X, but everything I've tried on Series X has been pretty quick, so that's surprising. The PS5 has I don't want to call it an issue, but like if you play a PS5 game on the PS5, it loads quite quick, but as soon as you start getting into backwards compatibility stuff, it's like, well, I don't know what to do, Sony help! And it's, you know, it's pretty depressing. So maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's just badly done.
But it got a 10 out of 10 in Game Grin's review.
Yeah, but they were called Judgmental Waifu. Did you not read the Reddit thread about it?
Yes, their username means that their opinion is invalid.
That's a true fact. That actually happened.
Not that their opinion is invalid, no.
No, that's what I meant.
That's not the truth.
Oh,
love you, Nikki.
Yes.
Yeah. So that would explain why when they announced Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed, they only announced PlayStation 5 and Xbox X and S, because that's what we have down on our directory, and that was put up before they announced this.
Oh God, it really is called Reprobed, huh?
Yeah,
it's a THQ Nordic thing. They like to,
oh yeah,
do that, which is why it was such a surprise that Saints Row 3 Remastered was called Saints Row 3 Remastered.
I like the Kingdoms of Alamar one. That was pretty good. The Re-Reckoning.
Oh yeah, well, it's a shame it ran like shit on PC though.
Well, speaking of running like shit,
this could be any of these.
Nintendo have released their expansion pack for Nintendo Switch Online. And people, well, I mean, gamers aren't happy about anything, but they're particularly unhappy about the N64 games, which are available on the new twice as expensive version of the Nintendo Switch Online. The biggest complaint, which I would tend to agree with, is how the Joy-Cons are mapped to the N64 controls, because you have to hold the right trigger to activate to turn the face buttons into the C buttons to, you know, use the camera, except for the two which are always C buttons. It's easier if I show a picture in the channel.
I suppose that's why they have the actual controller that they're selling.
Yeah, that's my theory. They mapped it poorly so that people would buy the controller.
When you say that, though,
wait, no, you go. Sorry.
But we all know full well that Nintendo could package an actual piece of feces and sell it for 50 quid, and their fans would buy it. So.
Send me the link.
Oh no!
Need it? Is it Zelda scented?
Zelda scented shit.
Does it smell like Ocarina of Time?
It's called Skyward Sword.
Oh. I've shared the image of how they've mapped the controls.
That is absolutely horrid. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Do you have to hold it upside down, the left Joy-Con?
Feels like launching a rocket, doesn't it? Like, please input all of these buttons and your Switch will suddenly be a relevant console for this generation.
Oh, burn.
It's particularly strange that A and B are in completely different positions to how they are on the N64, how they were on the N64 controller. No, I suppose R, because they're selling the N64 controller. Yeah, there's also the usual, oh, this is lagging because it's like 2 frames slower than the original, and you know, stuff that only matters for speedrunners, really.
Hey, speedrunners are the backbone of our gaming community, and without them, this podcast would not exist.
I enjoy watching speedrunners. I was watching a speedrun of Sonic CD earlier, the current world record, which is, I believe, 10 minutes and 28 seconds. And it seems that if you crouch and hit start and roll and spin, and if you hit like 6 buttons while you're crouched next to a wall, you will go through the wall and you can skip entire massive sections. So it's certainly interesting watching speedrunners.
Are you trying to suggest that maybe Sonic CD is not a very well-made video game?
I mean, neither's Super Mario Brothers. You can finish the whole game in a really, really quick time. But anyway, one other thing that can't remember if it was in this or in something else, but there is no there's no memory pack. Because back in the day, you had to have a separate device to save your games onto. For most of the games, most of the N64 games, they had a battery backup on the cart, but you could also buy a memory cart, which slide into the controller. And that's not a function in the emulated version, so you have to create a save state rather than actually saving the game, which people are complaining about. Probably rightly so, because it's supposed to be they're selling an N64 controller. They're trying to make it as realistic an experience of playing an N64 game as possible, and yet you can't save games.
I think the problem is they've spelled expansion pack or pack with a C when it originally had a PAK. So, you know, if you just delete the C, I'm sure it'll work fine.
Yes, the controller pack, and yeah, with a K. Yeah, so it's, of course, not all of these are game-breaking issues, but the current lineup is Mario 64, Mario Kart 64, Star Fox 64, Yoshi's Story, Ocarina of Time, Mario Tennis, Dr. Mario 64, Sin and Punishment, and Winback. unless you're in Japan, then you don't have Dr. Mario 64.
I feel like Winback was such a left field inclusion in that list. Like all of them are quite popular classics in the Nintendo 64, and then you have Winback, which it just feels out of place. I don't know.
Something that isn't covered in this story, but Greencaster Puce was telling me he's paid for it, the extension pack, whatever the hell it's called.
Extension pack.
And the Mega Drive app is different to the N64 SNES and NES app, which makes it sound like like Nintendo have asked Sega to create this wrapper to put on their games rather than just licensing the games and making their own wrapper for it. And also, it's the Genesis versions rather than the Mega Drive versions. So it's weird that they call it the Mega Drive. But one of the things it has that the Nintendo ones don't have are the ability to choose CRT, pixel perfect, or 4x3 video options.
You said the thing.
Sega does what Nintendo.
You said the thing.
Speaking of companies that don't do things, Blizzard have announced that BlizzCon 2022 is not going to happen. It was a tough decision, but it's the right one because, I mean, they need to get their ducks in a row before they can start just welcoming people rather than employees, you would imagine. But yeah, BlizzCon's been going on for 16 years.
I got a theory. I think they shredded all the script that they have for next year. And then, oops.
Well, they're shredding other important information.
Shred everything. But they are going to still make announcements and updates for the games, apparently. I mean, good. That's the only thing people expect from you. You're a video game company.
It's what most companies do when it comes to video games. It's just most don't need to have a ceremony where they wank themselves off about it.
I mean, I was just thinking yesterday that there's so many flipping cons. There's TennoCon for Warframe. There's
Nintendo, the biggest of all cons.
Oh, Nintendo Direct. Oh, I must watch that again.
There's a State of Play this week, isn't there, Ace, from Sony?
I hadn't heard that, but wouldn't surprise me.
Third-party only games.
Is that going to be exclusives, or are they just going to announce a load of multi-platform games?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to announce a coming to PlayStation Plus is classic PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games, but they're up in the price if you want them, and you have to buy an old DualShock 1 controller to use them.
But they're also going to put WonderSwan games on there.
Yeah. Sony have announced that they're finally releasing the console that we're going to make with Nintendo in the mid-90s.
Oh.
Well, on the subject of PlayStation, first released on the PlayStation almost 20 years ago was GTA 3. And you're going to be able to buy it on PlayStation 5 11th of November, because Rockstar have shown off some footage for Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy, Definitive Edition, even though it's a trilogy, not the trilogy, because you'd think 1, 2, and 3, or 1, 2, and London 1969.
But, don't talk about the old ones anymore. They're the dark horses.
The GTA HD trilogy.
I mean, there's six games? Anyway, I'm still waiting for them to remaster Vice City Stories, because that was a superior version of Vice City. But yeah, what do you guys think of the trailer that they released?
Everything in that trailer looks plastic. Like, it's just plastic. Like, the faces, everything's really shiny. And it's like, I always think of GTA as like, I know it's like somewhat comical, but they're also quite gritty in how they appear. And I look at these and they just look so bizarre because they're so colourful and bright and everything looks so shiny and plastic. I'm just like, this doesn't look like GTA. This looks like, you know, when people on Reddit are like, hey, I remade this game in the Unreal Engine. And you're like, it looks dog shit, mate. Don't give up on your day job. Like, Jesus.
It's even got like the Unreal like explosion shake and some of the explosions in the trailer. Like, it just, it's like, it does look like an Unreal game.
I mean, it's coming to Switch as well. You're going to have to download it. You can't just play it on the cart, apparently, because it won't fit on the cart.
That's fine. I mean, at least you don't have to stream it through the cloud.
Yeah, but wait, GTA couldn't fit on a Switch? What?
Yes. I mean, these shiny textures are so shiny, Wings.
That hurts. Isn't it like the highest storage space is like 64 gigs or something?
One of the carts. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I thought the whole reason they went to the carts is because they were bigger and quicker to load from.
Well,
so here we are. The biggest Switch, I think you're right, is 64 gig. Maybe, might even be 128 now. I can't remember, but I can't. Oh, I don't know how big this trilogy is.
So the cart themselves, I think they currently max out at 32 gigabytes. So I guess all three of them with a shiny Unreal coat of paint, it's more than 32 gigabytes.
How many carts would you need for Call of Duty?
Good God, like five?
You have a daisy chain.
Just swapping them in and out like floppy disks back in the day.
Every bullet is one cartridge. You got to reload live.
What I found interesting about this announcement, or this footage that they released, they also announced that San Andreas, the definitive edition, is going to be released on Game Pass. I can understand why they'd do that rather than the one that I'd prefer, Vice City. But yes, it's something.
Microsoft probably saw the price for all three games and they thought, nah, we'll just get San Andreas.
Oh, you can just imagine that Rockstar were charging for licensing the music. We can't afford Duran Duran, we're Microsoft.
They got that Microsoft money to pay off Rod Stewart. It's all good.
I do wonder how the soundtracks are going to be changed.
I think they're going to get gutted, honestly. Like, they gutted them for the original Steam releases and not the original Steam releases, but you know, the more recent releases on Steam. But I don't think they want to shell out that much licensing for it.
It's going to be filled with generic, like, commercial free music. Like, there's going to be no actual credited music in there.
Like the GTA 3 soundtrack.
Just listen, you'll hear like Cocomelon just in the background. Stock music, whatever.
It's all covers done by Gary in accounting. He plays the ukulele. They sound fine.
Yeah, yeah, to the yayo. It sounds like you're in Hawaii.
Right. Didn't have a segue, so I figured that we'd base our main topic around the, well, frankly, staggering amount of games that have a big anniversary coming up in November. Either 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, or 35 years old. Which also includes three consoles. PlayStation 3, the Xbox, and the Wii.
Oh, and also the PlayStation 5 this year. Well, I guess it's not really a big anniversary.
That's not a big anniversary.
Well, for a baby it is.
Yeah, no. One is a pretty big one.
Yeah, once you get your 2 years old, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. It survived its boosters and everything.
Yeah, I figured, well, so there's got to be something on this list that one of you wants to talk about.
Yeah, Ace, there's an obvious answer here.
Don't say the Sonic the Hedgehog.
No.
That's me. I'm waiting for that.
The game that me and Ace are most in love with on this list and most excited for the next one in this franchise is, of course, Jurassic Park the game, ahead of Jurassic Evolution 2, which is coming out later this year. I know you're a big fan of that, Ace.
Yeah. I liked dinosaurs, but I'm not big on building games.
It's unliked.
Yeah, you don't like them anymore, Ace?
I didn't say that. I just said I'm not very big on them. I'm pretty sure this is the Telltale game, Jurassic Park the game, which is 10 next month. Oh
my God, that's 10 years old.
I actually own it. I haven't got around to playing it yet. I don't think you can buy it on Steam. Oh, you can.
You can crack it open like a fine wine.
Jurassic Park, the game, is unlisted on the Steam store and will not appear in search.
Ooh.
But I already own it, so.
That's a weak start then, isn't it, for these games that are having an anniversary, one that can no longer be purchased on PC.
I mean, how many of those games can you still purchase? Skyrim?
Yeah.
Watch Dogs 2, Saints Row the Third.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's good. They just re-released it.
Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah. A Link to the Past, the Nintendo will find a way to charge you for that eventually.
I mean, they remade that, so.
Yeah, well, that counts.
Yeah. Super Smash Bros. Melee, you can't really play if you want to do it as a tournament because Nintendo will sue you.
Anyone big on the Resistance series? Like, I remember playing the first one. I never played the second or the third, but apparently they were going to get a fourth one made, but then the popularity of Last of Us made Sony decide not to make it because they didn't want too many post-apocalyptic games.
Morons. I haven't played any of them, but it's Insomniac, so they're going to be fun.
That's such a bizarre stance for Sony, though, considering that like the next big franchise they created after The Last of Us was Horizon Zero Dawn, which is a post-apocalyptic video game.
It's a futuristic post-apocalyptic game with robots.
Yeah, you just got to shine like a light and some keys in front of Sony. I'm like, oh, it's new, I swear.
Look at the shiny keys.
All right, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, for God, no. No one likes Sonic here.
I love it.
Ace doesn't even like Sonic. Oh, wait, is that Sonic 06?
Yes, it's Sonic 06. Oh, my God. Specifically.
Oh, my God, it's 15 years old.
It's fantastic. Wow. I'm just going to sit my case and then I'll be up, you know? It is like The Room is for films. Sonic 06 is for video games. It's so trash. Everything about the controls are just wacky. The voice acting is hilarious. The camera, what camera? The glitches. Every aspect of it is so bad that it's just a beautiful mess. Almost like a Pollock painting. You're like, what on earth am I looking at? And it's that's why it's like my favorite Sonic game, because it's just so chaotic. And like unironically, enjoy the mess. Just it's just suffering, but it's good suffering. It's a good suffering for the soul.
Does Sonic make out with a human in that game as well?
Yes. And she's got orange legs.
Well, she makes out with him.
She has orange legs.
Yeah, she's got orange legs and she's pale and it's just very confusing.
She's actually Knuckles. But you know, like you know when you pull like an action figure apart, someone screwed not Knuckles, Tails onto the bottom of it.
It's Tails, like it's Knuckles on top of Tails.
Full plays good.
How long are Sonic's legs in this game? I never played 06, but I'm looking at it now, and his legs are
they're a lot longer than they are in Sonic Boom.
Oh, it just keeps getting longer and longer. The longer the leg, the thinner the leg, the thicker the foot. Oh, you can hear it like flapping around. It's great. It's one of those visual like onomatopoeia, but for seeing something, just seeing two little waddle foot. Oh, thank you, Sonic, for this.
Okay, the world record speed run for all of the stories, any percent, Sonic the Hedgehog 06, 2 hours and 36 minutes. I'm tempted to watch that.
That is not as bad as I thought.
That's longer than I'd want to play this game for.
That's about how long I have played this game for.
I'm surprised you got that far in. Did you not? This is a genuine question for you, Ace, because you're a bit older than me. At the time, before this game came out, did you know it was going to be shit? Or did it look good?
It looked good. I didn't have a console to play it at first, and then when I eventually got one, I picked it up. No, I wasn't too impressed.
Thank you for your honesty.
Did you know it was bad before you played it, or like had you kind of missed all that?
I don't think I knew it was bad, no.
Oh, that's actually quite sad, because that means there was like a delayed period where you had sustained excitement.
I did know that the loading times on one of the consoles were a staggering amount longer than the other console. I forget which one, which way around it was, but I went for the one with the shorter times.
Around the time when Sonic 06 came out, I didn't have a 360, so I had the Wii. So I had to settle with Sonic and the Secret Rings instead.
Which was, bless.
It was like, it's just like an endless runner version of Sonic, kind of.
I'm so sorry that you had to experience that.
Oh, I mean, it's like one of those games that is bad, but it's not bad enough to be interesting enough to talk about. It's just bad as in like, oh, I wasted a short period of my life playing that game.
Although it is just fascinating that Sonic was like, all right, let's just put Sonic in medieval times. Let's do it. It makes sense. Go.
Oh, this was the Middle Eastern one. They had the Black Knight, which was the medieval one.
Yes, that's exactly it. My bad.
I had to see bits of my culture torn down by Sonic the fucking Hedgehog.
Just slides on a pole. Like, yeah, really nice.
Smashing through mosque doors and like, you know, picking up rings and like, you know, shitting on carpets.
Oh, Aladdin, right?
Right, if you could pick any video game character to tear down your culture, would it be Sonic or would you pick someone else?
Pick Echo the Dolphin.
Can you pick someone, but can you make sure they're from this list of November anniversaries?
Oh.
I would like to have the cast of SSX Tricky snowboarding through sandboarding down like the Middle Eastern desert dunes. You know, yes. Christ airing off the top of whatever.
Oh, that sentence, Christ airing.
The really shittiest version of a modern day crusade, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've come to bring Christianity on the sandboard.
Okay, my question would for these anniversaries would be, why didn't Nintendo wait to release the HD version of Skyward Sword until November?
Right, base.
Money.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, they were running low on pocket money.
I know Nintendo are greedy. And very greedy, but
they've got no patience. It's like, you know how like all of the best Switch games came out the year the Switch came out, and it's been shit ever since. It's because they've got no patience. They could have sat on those, but they didn't.
The truth is, Mr. Miyamoto wanted a new kitchen cabinet set, and he was shy a few quid, so they pushed the release date up a little bit, and now he's got some fantastic marble tops.
You know what Miyamoto says about kitchen sides, though. A bad kitchen side is always bad if you rush it. But if you rebuild it, it'll be okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, I mean, that's the quote he's most known for.
Did he even say it? I don't even think he did.
I think we've reached the end of another episode of the podcast.
Oh, you don't want to hear me rant on about Tamagotchi? I played that recently.
You played with a Tamagotchi or...
Oh, no, the one that's on the list, that's 25. Absolute poop. Actually, I've talked about it before. Never mind, it's poop. Don't bother. Get a real Tamagotchi.
A lot of the things on this list are shit.
So. What is the one from the 25th anniversary? Is it a game or...
It's a Game Boy Tamagotchi. And,
wait, what?
Yeah. I had a little egg friend. Made him race. It was awful, basically, because there was like only three mini games, one of which wasn't even a game. It was just prompting you to, like, literally, it was like, oh, is your Tamagotchi going to look left or right? And it was random, and you can only pick left or right. And there was no prompt. It was just a guessing game. The other one was a maths game where the button prompts were wrong. So, like, there's a D-pad, so it's up, left, right, and down. But it had the answers like, to the side, and there was no cursor. So up could have been anything, down could have been anything, and it was just that was just almost a guessing game, but with the console. And then the last one was like trying to catch a falling egg or something, and the Tamagotchi will like have a will of its own and be like, no, I want to go left now, mummy. I want to go right now, like randomly, and it'll just drop the egg and it'll get mad at you if you don't get a complete full score. So that game sucks. The end. Okay.
That sounds like the most faithful rendition of Taskmaster in video game form.
It's what parenting is, I assume. Ace?
Yeah. I can't argue. Worth noting is that Tamagotchis came out in Japan in late 1996 and the rest of the world in May 1997. So it took them, between May and November, how many months is that, to develop that game?
Wow. What a good port. Couldn't translate the arrows, that's why you couldn't do that.
How do we translate this game that has three buttons to a Game Boy?
See, this is why Balan Wonderworld exists, because everything is the same.
Please don't remind me of that hell.
How do we translate this thing that has one button to this?
You're gonna have me on the podcast when it's Balan Wonderworld 5th anniversary, yeah?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
In fact, every anniversary.
Balan special every year.
Yeah, toot all aboard the Balan train.
I've been on that train and it's not good.
The East Midlands service, right?
I could rant for another hour if I want to talk about East Midlands Rail.
That brings us to the end of another episode of the podcast. That might be it for this episode of the Greencast, but you can subscribe wherever you found this episode for a new episode every Tuesday night. You can hear more from GameGrin by visiting gamegrin.com or finding us on social media. And until next time, game on.